slow dance. I love a black Madonna. So that was just a selection of George Eliot Clark's poems by Illuminated Verses, published by Kellam Press from CSP. So if you liked that, if you liked anything on the show, if you didn't like it, if you want to hear something specific, if you want to hang out with me and maybe record our conversation, please do give us an email at audiotextcitr@gmail.com. That is our email address. So thanks to Eric for helping me out today. Next coming up is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Thanks for listening.
Ooh. the pages of beauty parade. Duty portrayed, blind bag, watch out for the flying leg. Hips and shoulders, the drips can go flying egg. Sweaty, painless, getting to be pretty famous. Amuse man plenty, I'm a huge fan of Betty Davis. Some call me Jungle Girl, polka dot, peppermint, effortless. See me in a bikini, made a leopard print, cavorting in the forest. New to go there still. Most parties and dances are nowheresville. Joe Blows and bozos with weird fetishes and no-nos. The S&M themes pay for the other photos. It's necessary, better than being a secretary. Oddly assuming nothing's wrong with the human body. But this month there's a witch hunt, they chase me today. I wish a flying saucer would take me away sometime.
That right there was Buck 65 with the song Lipstick off of his album released a few years ago called Situation. Not a few, actually just 2 years ago. It was 07. All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are coming at you from the campus of UBC. And Buck 65, of course, is an artist out of Halifax. And when I say artist, I mean, you know, musical artist. So there you go. So let me tell you what's been going on. First of all, from 6:30 till 8, I'm here with this show called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I play Canadian music. That's what I do. But here in the studio, I'm kind of excited. We have a new computer equipped with a big, giant new screen. So I'm feeling very, very fortunate and excited and more professional. That's how I feel. Yes. So, I'm in a good mood. Yes, I am. Except for the guy who at the corner of, I hope you're listening, the person in a big truck SUV at the corner of Arbutus and 12th. Yeah, it was at 12th and Arbutus. As I'm turning left from Arbutus onto 12th to go west. Hello, this truck. I'm, you know, when you're like going left at the yellow light and you're just, you know what I mean? After all the traffic's gone and that's kind of your like unofficial time to go left. Well, there's a truck ahead of me and he's doing that. And I'm there in the intersection with him like, go dude, go, off you go. And no, he doesn't. And I'm now stuck in the intersection and I'm like wondering if he was just doing that to piss me off or like, so if he was a psycho or if he's just a bad driver, but I felt like he did it almost intentionally. So I was just like, what are you doing? So now I'm stuck in the intersection. Like, traffic's starting to go. Well, I'm not fully stuck because normally I would have gone, but I'm kind of halfway out there. And I'm like, oh, if I go, I'm going to get hit by a car. So but that's okay. So here I am at the station and I'm feeling better though. I just had to get that off my chest. But I felt it was an intentional. He was just messing with me. You know what I'm saying? Because he was just like, oh, let's just see. Let me just piss this girl off behind me. All right, so that's done. That's off my chest. Okay, so we will continue with music. And Circle Square is the next artist I'm going to play. And the deal with Circle Square is that this guy slash band, whatever you want to call it, has been around for a while, like a long while, at least since I moved to Vancouver in the late 90s. And apparently he's living now in Berlin. Check that out, in Berlin. And what's his name? Let's see. I guess he has a name. And his name is Jeremy Shaw. And this is a really good CD. I'm pretty excited. I just kind of played it on a whim a couple weeks ago. Thinking, Circle Square, I have a little nostalgic spot in my heart for them. And it's pretty, it's a little bit of a departure from the stuff I normally play, which is more guitar-based and whatnot. But it's still within the good realm. It's just within my show's kind of parameters and my own taste of music to be really, really cool. Maybe this is my new favorite band. I don't know. So anyways, this is Circle Square. They have a new album out. It's called Songs About Dancing and Drugs, and this song is timely, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thunder and lightning keep breaking our mirror. Magnets and spyware and sunlight. This moment, my friend, could be fleeting. Then again, caution's always held us back, son. Blame it on nature. Yeah, do you think you're still on stable grounds to say? Weekends mean nothing anyway. When there are millions of uncharted beaches, for goodness sake. And we have so many movies we want to make. So if we fall out, get run out, we'll run on our own. And don't return. Remember, babe, there's a whole world of bridges out there that we could surely burn. Thank you.
All right, that right there is the wonderful Circle Square. And that song was called Timely. I think so. Yeah, that was Timely. The new album is called Songs About Dancing and Drugs. And I really, the more I listen to this album, the more I'm falling deeply and madly in love with it. It's, wow, it's really good. So hopefully it becomes like huge, because we want this guy who's from Vancouver to be huge. And I could say, yeah, I played all of his stuff. No. So I'm talking about Jeremy. Oh boy, I forgot his last name already. Jeremy Shaw. Yes, he wrote this album. I do believe Circle Square is about him then. So anyways, oh, look at this. It was recorded here, produced. Well, it was mixed by Colin Stewart at The Hive and Circle Square, which is really cool because I was in a band and Colin recorded us. So I know Colin, he's a nice guy. But yeah, so at The Hive is a very cool place to record music here in the city. It's kind of by Lougheed Mall, if you know where that is, which is, I guess, kind of like Eastern Burnaby, Burkwitlam area. Yeah, so many cool local bands have recorded their stuff there. And those guys are amazing. I'm talking about Jesse and Colin at The Hive. So props to you guys. All right. Anyways, it is 6:49 and my name is Anita B. And you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is the show from 6:30 until 8, which plays Canadian music. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And I'm giving you guys a little heads up. There is a snowfall warning for Greater Vancouver. Crazy, huh? And it's I'll read it to you. It says 5 to 10 centimeters of snow is expected tonight. This, by the way, is from Environment Canada. So these are like the big wigs. This is like authentic. This is a warning that significant snowfall is expected or occurring in these regions. 5 to 10 centimeters. There you go. Just as I was coming into the sub here on campus at UBC, I saw like a couple of flakes coming down. So that's what it was like at like 6:20-ish here in the very western part of the city of Vancouver. Yeah, so kind of exciting. And I felt like there's something else I want to tell you. I don't know. Oh, this is just like a little niggly thing. But have you noticed that it's officially changed the terminology of Greater Vancouver from the Lower Mainland? Well, I find that interesting. I think officially maybe like a year ago, somebody in some organization or something decided to no longer refer to this area as the Lower Mainland, and I think it's now Greater Vancouver officially. How odd is that? I don't know. Whatever. So there you go. That's another little... These are the things that keep me up at night. No, not quite. But anyways, we're going to move on with more music, and I've got the new Andrew Vincent CD in my hand. It is called Rotten Pear. And this is released on Kelp Records, which has been his label. And also, Greenfield, Maine. Yep. And Andrew Vincent is out of Ottawa. And what else do I need to tell you? I used to have a crush on Andrew Vincent. He's a cute guy. And kind of like my Hayden crush. So, yeah, that's all, I guess, all I need to tell you. Nothing ever happened. Just want to let you know that, yes, he's a good-looking guy. So if that's all it takes for you to go out and see him play, if he comes to Vancouver, then so be it. But, yeah, I saw him in Ottawa a couple times, I think. I don't know. Yeah, so. Okay, now, the song we're going to hear is a song, well, it's the title track. It's called Rotten Pear. There you go. And I think that's all I need to tell you. I don't have this. Look, oh, yeah, okay. I'm talking to myself now. I have two CD players going. Wow, two. It's tough. Making fun of my inadequacies here. Okay, I can do this. So this right here finally is Andrew Vincent, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I felt a heart, it was growing in the ground. And I dug it up, and at the roots I cut it down. And I took it home, and I put it up on my shelf. I said I'll take care of you. That's what I promised to myself, because I found something, yeah. And I found something, yeah. Well, after a while, I stopped worrying. But the next time I checked, oh, something was missing. Oh, my little heart, it was shriveled up and brown, like an old rotten pear, forgotten on the ground. And I'd lost something, yeah. Well, I'd lost something, yeah. So I'm growing a heart, and I'm never gonna cut it down. I'm growing a heart, I'm gonna leave it there in the ground. I'm growing a heart, and I'm never gonna cut it down. I'm growing a heart, I'm gonna build all around. Because I found something, yeah. Well, I found something, yeah.
Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or, for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
Something. The facts remain, the room keeps spinning, and the good guys lose while the bad keep winning. But why belabor the point? There's no use complaining about an agenda, about the rules, about the time that's left or the time remaining. I know it's hard. I barely know what's right. New flag is a plastic bag caught up in a tree, left without its leaves, that no one here will ever reach. So let's choke the sky, drown the ocean, there's a sun to burn and the ground to bludgeon. I know it's hard. I barely know what's right. I know.
Out of Winnipeg, that is Noviero with the song Plastic Flag off their new album, which is a Mint Records release, A Little Tradition. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and my name is Anita B. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, So from 6:30 until 8 o'clock every Wednesday, except for the first Wednesday of each month, I'm here with this show. And just to update you, there is a snowfall warning going on, and it's 5 to 10 centimeters overnight in the greater Vancouver area. And it's currently 0 degrees. It is nippy out there. I was just out a little while ago. And the high tomorrow is 4. That's Thursday, with the sun and some clouds and a high of 4. The overnight low is -1. So it's not going to get too cold, but it's, you know, it's just dipping below the freezing level. And when you get precipitation, you get snow. It's always amazed me, really, since I've moved to Vancouver when I did, that it doesn't snow more often, right? Just because it often does go below 0 at night, and it often does rain. But whatever. Okay, so those are my musings on weather, and the Deers is what we heard before Noviero with the song Disclaimer. That was off their new album Missiles, and they are a band out of Montreal. And then we started that set off with Andrew Vincent. He is a guy out of Ottawa, and we heard the title track off of his album Rotten Pear. It's new, it's on Kelp Records. Alrighty, it is 7:08, and we are going to move on with some more Canadian music, of course, because that's the whole point of the show. Oh, and let me tell you who's coming on next. I'm talking about Val. So, always is Val on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10. Her show is called Folk Oasis. She's just a breath of fresh air. I just adore Val. So, I hope you stick around from 8 till 10. And then Juice Box is a show all about sex that runs from 10 until 11. And the hosts are Julia S. and Caroline G. All right. Okay, the Gruesomes. Talking about bands out of Montreal, we have the Gruesomes right now. And they are a band out of Montreal whose heyday was the mid to late 80s. They have an album out called Gruesomania, which is a re-release of, I'm sure, let's take a look. Okay, I haven't quite figured this one out. This is like the second album they've had out in about 2 years. So I'm positive that this is let's take a look here. A re-release of their, well, obviously of their old songs, or is it a re-release of the whole album? That's what I think it is. Yeah. Anyways, they're kind of like the Smugglers, as in when you get their albums or the Evaporators, oftentimes there is there are paragraphs written in essay format on the band, many words, which is cool. I mean, if you're into all that kind of stuff, you can really lose yourself in the stories. How would I read to you a paragraph from a guy named Christopher Duda, who I suppose was with or is with Guerrilla Journalism. And he wrote a little thing on the Gruesomes. So I'll miss the first paragraph, your opening paragraph. I'm also a teacher. So, and we'll skip the conclusion. And we'll go to the first body paragraph. How about we do that? So the Gruesomes ripped through snotty 60s punk, The Gruesomes ripped through snotty 60s punk, fueled by Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Booberry, Hammer horror films, bad 70s TV, and great 60s TV repeats, processed junk food, popping zits, ugh, gross, raw emotion, and loads of cheap beer. Clad in striped shirts, well-worn leather jackets, pointy cockroach-killing cousin boots, stovepipe jeans, and long shaggy mop tops. Looking like the Ritalin-addicted Canadian cousins of the Ramones, yes, I've always thought that, the Tyrants of Teen Trash on their second release were ready to prove that the first LP was no happenstance. Not only did they validate it, they upped the ante, destroyed the formula, and combusted many a stage with inferno-sized, bubbling blister-making live antics. Now, those are some good adjectives. All right. Okay, kudos to you, Mr. Christopher Duda. You're quite the writer. All right, so hopefully some of my students were listening to that. And that was good. That was pretty literate for something within the realm of punk rock. It's funny, I was thinking about that. There's a lot of smart people, and this is one of my shower thoughts the other day. was, I think, a lot of like the establishment, if you will, you know, like people, conservative people think, oh, people in music are just a bunch of dumb punks. And that can be the case. But oftentimes you get a lot of very intelligent people within the realm of like indie music, punk rock, that area. So anyways, okay, enough of that. So we're going to hear the song Ain't Got Nothing. Here I am going on about the intelligence. Ain't Got Nothing from the Gruesomes. And yeah, there you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM from the campus of UBC. This is the Gruesomes.
Yeah, you got nothing. Sometimes it is beating the hell with your fist. Some days it is so hot, some days it is.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That was the New Pornographers with the song From Blown Speakers from their Mint album, Electric Version, which was released back in 2003. And the New Pornographers, well, let's see. I don't think the last album was on Mint. I think it was on Matador. I should know this. I know his solo thing, AC Newman, is on Matador, I'm sure. But anyways... Carl Newman, who is the front man, one of them, for the New Pornographers, is now living for about, I don't know, like a year and a half or so in Brooklyn, New York. So how cool is that? He is originally a Vancouver guy, and the band, the New Pornographers, you know, are a Vancouver band, so I don't know exactly what that holds for the band, if anything. He is touring. Let's take a look here. AC Newman as himself is touring right now, actually right now. So today is what, the 24th, 25th, something like that. So he's already played Seattle and Portland. And is he coming to Vancouver anytime soon? Let's just take a look here. He's playing Toronto, Lee's Palace, in March. I don't think I even see a Vancouver date. Is this correct? How can that be? How can you not play your hometown? Is there some bad vibes here? I don't know. That just seems so odd. Okay, well, anyways, there you go. And then before, let's see, what did we listen to before the New Pornographers? Oh, we listened to a really, really good song called Weather from The Safety Show. This is a band who's local and have a new album out. It's called Blackwater, and they consist of various members of other bands, such as... the Robosexuals. Let's see. Kado. How about Closed Caption Radio? That's right. And their new album, I don't know if I just said this, it's called Blackwater. Anyways, and that song, Weather, is killer good. Like, I've heard the other songs, and they're all like very good. This is like awesome, Weather. So, hey, if they become giantly huge, I'll be like, I know them, and I know them quite well. Yes, I went to Katie and Shane's wedding. So, you guys become superstars. And I could say I knew them back when. All right, that was The Safety Show. And then before that, we heard something from The Gruesomes. We heard Ain't Got Nothing from their album Gruesome Mania, which is a re-release from, I think, 1987-ish, late 80s. Okay, it is 7:25, and we shall move on with more Canadian music, as is what happens here on Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's this show here, and I am Anita B. And have I mentioned that my whole family is sick? Yes. And I'm just really, really hoping I don't get sick. It's almost inevitable. But I've been off of work now for days, and I don't like being off of work, first of all. I mean, it's hard. Maybe it's bad. Maybe I'm just a bad mom, but being home with the kids, it's okay. But after a while, I just got off mat leave recently. It's just exhausting. And not only is it exhausting normally, but it's super exhausting when you have two sick children. Oh, one is 11 months old and the other is 3.5. All right. So this is my little oasis, my escape from all of that domestic hell. Okay. So here we go. We got Ashtray Boy coming up next. The album I'm going to play us a song from is The Euro. And I have it in already. Look at me. Aren't I prepared? We're going to hear the song Late Night Mating Dance. And if you know nothing about Ashtray Boy, just know that they've lived in Vancouver. They are basically, like, the kingpins of the band are a couple, a guy and a girl named, Carla Bealey and another guy. Music by R. Lee. He doesn't give his first name, just R. Lee. R. Lee and Carla Bealey. All right. And they're, I think definitely they've had some time, and if not, have lived, are from new, I want to say Australia, but then I'm thinking New Zealand. They've lived all over. They've lived in the States and Sydney. Yes, so that would be Australia. So I think San Francisco, they've spent some time there. They've been all over the place. And anyways... Oh, there we go. That is your little background on this band here, Ashtray Boy. So the station here is CITR 101.9 FM, and we're located on the campus of UBC. Here's Ashtray Boy.
It started in Canada, it's where the mobile phone. Ways to entertain his evening on the lawn. Against a five-star offer he had to postpone. Access leads that became a disease. Start of the chance became his late-night maiden dance. Cafe breaking plates. His wisdom, she was declared his mate. But Annalise was first in the talk, cause Ella rang back too late. Access
sleeves that became a disease. What started as chance became his late night maiden dance. He spied the passion for a sex-poured couple. Just met on a late night double. In London he was deep in Canadian trouble. Acts of sleaze that became a disease. What started as chance became his late night maiden. Jacqueline Japan and Sandra out east. Ella from Bakken and Stephanie at the Belgian rock feast. Then Annalise from Bruges and the swing Bavarians. Folkestone girls and the London Canadians. Acts of sleaze that became a disease. What started as chance became his late night maiden dance.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Separate.
All right, it's quite the party here in the studio. You are listening to CITR with the accordion groupie. Val just walked in. I like her shirt. CITR 101.9 FM coming at you from the campus of UBC. And Chris, our engineer, is in. How lovely. Yay. He's stopped in and we're having a discussion on like education. Wow. Education and special education and behaviorism, I suppose. And nutrition, of course. Nutrition. Discuss amongst yourselves if you think that children who are fully misbehaved is it a full product of poor nutrition, or is it whatever? But anyways, okay, so we just listened to Thrush Hermit with their song North Dakota from their 97 album Sweet Home Wrecker, and I love them. They are safe to say my favorite Canadian band. Love the Hermit. Love Thrush Hermit. Okay, and then before that we heard Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet with Having an Average Weekend from their album back from I think it was 91, Savvy Showstoppers. And I love the guitar these guys played, their instruments. You gotta love the it's not a Jaguar, it's a Music Master Fender. Love those guitars. I want to get one, but I haven't been playing enough really to justify it. But Ashtray Boy was in there before that with their song Late Night Mating Dance from their album The Euro, which was released a few years ago. I'm Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and we only have 18 minutes until Val comes in. She's got a massive pizza slice there. That looks good. That's the kind of pizza I like, that every single time I go to the pizza place down there, they never have the one I like. They always have the ones with potato on it. Like, I'm like, ugh. Do you like the potato one?
Sometimes.
Really? I've never liked pizza with potato on it.
It's just hot out of the oven. That's the only reason I buy it.
Oh, yeah? That one looks good. No, it looks very good. And there's been some nice pizza serving people there lately.
Yes.
Yeah? Did you have
She was lovely.
She was lovely.
She's not listening, sadly, to the station, but...
Yeah, that's sad. That's a shame. The pizza. Do you like... Hey, Chris, do you like the pizza with potato on it?
I actually had a piece of that today.
Ugh.
The reason is it had about an inch of cheese on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so you got to go to the sub. What's that place called? The pizza place?
Pie R Squared.
Pie R Squared. Here we go. There's our Virgo. Val. Are you Virgo, too? We're both Virgos. Chris?
No, I'm the best. I'm the Taurus.
Taurus. Bullheaded. No, apparently we get along well. Yeah, she said that. Look at that. Us two Virgos independently knew that because we are analysts. We're intelligent. I don't like to keep saying that because then I sound full of myself. Oh, thank you. I got a new haircut. Yes, I did. Well, thank you so much. Okay, enough of me. Ooh. Okay, so let's see. What are we going to do? We're going to move on to some more music. And what do we have? How about something from... Oh, we're just having such a fine little chat time here in the station. I'm so professional.
The mystery. The mystery CD.
Yes, we're going to listen to something. Who doesn't just love... I know, I'm so prepared. Who doesn't love this compilation? It's called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977-88. The Zulu Records release. And it's a double compilation, double CD compilation. With multitudes of writing, little essays in it about each band.
That was a good decade.
Yeah. And so The Pointed Sticks, that's what we're going to listen to. Love The Pointed Sticks. This song, if I was in a band, again, I have been, and it's my goal to cover this. It's called The Real Thing. No, it's just called Real Thing, not The Real Thing. But The Pointed Sticks were a band that were huge in the late 70s from Vancouver, and I saw them a couple years ago. Did you guys see the reunion show there? Huh? They're big in Japan too. Yeah, they basically, here's the story. I read about it someplace, but so there was some guy in Japan who's such a big Pointed Sticks fan that he was like writing them, and he got a show promoter. He got them. He was so serious about getting these guys to come over to Japan that I guess he contacted them, and they're like, well, I don't know. I got a family, and like all the members are doing their own thing, like decades later after they were big. And so I guess he put the bug in their ear, and they basically got back together and toured Japan, or were on the verge of touring Japan. I'm not quite sure if they went through with it, but regardless, they did tour Canada, and I saw them 2 years ago at Richards All Ages Show, actually. Took my year and a half, not even that, she was a year, year and a half, year little girl there, and I got a free t-shirt. Yes, I was kind of excited. Okay, so enough about me. This song is a real thing. And, have I cued it? No. Real thing, where are we? Point is six, number 10, song number 10. Anyways, the station, of course, is CITR, and Val's on, and 15 minutes. What else do I need to tell you? Nothing. You're listening to CITR. All right. Why is this not...
Came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slow. light out of you and dance and drink and screw, cause there's nothing else to do. But things that you do, because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out, because everybody hates a tourist. Because
everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Oh, yes. We're talking here at CITR 101.9 FM. About traffic, and Val heard about my traffic rant. I think some people are just spiteful drivers. I think I had a spiteful guy who was just trying to annoy me. He waited until the very last minute as I was in the intersection to go left, right? And like, even though all the stuff was cleared, I'm like, go. Oh, and then I was like, oh, stuck there. And then I was like, okay, if I go now, if I continue to go, I wasn't far enough out.
Yeah.
I could have actually been hit, yeah. So I decided to retreat. So that was my story of traffic.
Did you have any pedestrians pounding on your trunk?
Oh, and no, but then there were pedestrians who were about to cross, so I had to I'm coming back. Don't go forward. Have you ever, this is an interesting one, have you ever done this one? So you go out too far into the intersection, and then you go into reverse and go back.
And then
the light turns green, and you step on the gas, and you're like, backwards! Have you ever done that? I did that as a teenager, and I had a couple friends in the car, and they were just horrified. They're screaming, ah! And I'm just like, it was the brown Magnum. It was the Magnum. Do you remember Chrysler Magnums at all? They looked like a Cordoba. And I'm from Windsor, so my dad worked at Chrysler, as did my grandfather. And, you know, we're just domestic car makers. Myself, I worked on the line at Chrysler for many moons. But anyways, enough of me. So I know I used to drive a 1978 Magnum with white leather interior, and it was one of those cars that had big giant doors. Like, it was a two-door car, but if you open the door, because it sort of had to service the back seat too, it weighed about, I don't know, 500 pounds and it, yeah.
Heavier than most cars now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it was fairly big. And that was the car that I almost got killed in. And then, and it had white leather interiors. And it also had, of course, the A-Track. A-Track, of course, 1978.
ABBA.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, my mom liked ABBA. I never liked ABBA. I got to. All these ABBA revivalist people who are just like, ABBA. I'm just like, no. I've spent too many car rides, like, what? Listening to, like...
Did it have seatbelts in it?
Yes, it did. It was not that old. We did have seatbelts.
No mattress in the back.
No, but I'm trying to think. I did discover some good music on 8-Track at the time. Well, I would have only been 7 in 1978. 7 and a half, turning 8, you know. But it, later on, so this is like how lame my family and I were. So like in the 80s, in 1986 when I got my license, it was like, ooh, I better dig out some A-Tracks. So my dad would go to garage sales and bring back just random A-Tracks. So I did discover a really good, was it Pink Floyd? Pink Floyd album. Yeah. Oh, no, it was Led Zeppelin 4. I discovered Led Zeppelin 4 and A-Track. So there you go. Okay, so we have 4 minutes, and I guess I'm talking to you because Val has informed us, people who are inside this windowless studio, that there is a lot of snow out there, that the snow's coming down. So that's the deal. Snow's coming down, and the low tonight is -1, and there is a snowfall warning in effect, 5 to 10 centimeters in the Greater Vancouver region. Comes to you from Environment Canada. So that's kind of exciting, I guess. and that's that. I will be back next. Oh, no, I don't think I'll be back next week because that's the first Monday of the month, which means I am off because I do 3 Mondays per month, except for the first Monday of each month. So anyways, hopefully you will enjoy whoever fills in for me or whatever. It used to be Miko and her show, but no longer. Yeah, she's no longer here. I think she went to New West, actually. Yeah. I don't know.
So long
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that could have been the reason. I mean, I live in East Van, and to drive in to UBC from East Van is in itself, like, far, and it takes forever, and it's just, and it, there's no highways in Vancouver. Oh, God, I'm going to go on a rant. Okay. I feel one coming. What did you say?
We could put one along the waterfront.
Oh, you know, kids. Yeah. Well, I don't know. So back in the 60s, they could have put one in, but all the hippies in Vancouver, no highways, because driving on surface roads with lights at every second intersection is so much more environmentally conscious. Belting all this gas into people's backyards. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyways, we have a couple minutes until Val is here, so I am going to leave us with some community concert / events information. So I guess I will see you all later. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15th.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.